I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The proposed 2019 budget for the city of Colorado Springs calls for $4.5 million in increased funding for new police officers and firefighters. Mayor John Southers presented the plan yesterday, which is $15.4 million more than this year's budget. Southers said the increase is largely due to projected growth in tax revenue. National parks in Colorado are expected to be hit harder by climate change than the rest of the U.S. In a recent report, the Trump administration acknowledged the catastrophic impact of global temperature rise, but then used it to justify burning more fossil fuels. Nate Hedgie reports.
In recent years, President Trump has dismissed climate change as a hoax. Here he is on Fox News in 2015.
I think it's a big scam for a lot of people to make a lot of money.
But a recent report by Trump's Department of Transportation predicts global temperatures will rise 7 degrees by 2100. That finding was buried deep in the bowels of an environmental impact statement on Trump's rollback of vehicle emission standards. The authors say those Obama-era standards only cut carbon emissions by 0.5%. So the report's conclusion was, it doesn't really matter if we get rid of them.
It's really disheartening.
That's Kathy Whitlock. She authored Montana's first ever climate assessment last year. Whitlock says it's a mistake to say the little things like 0.5% don't count.
I think climate change is local, and we all need to do our part to find solutions.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wrote the report. They were unavailable for comment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.